This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The Chinese real estate and entertainment conglomerate Daily & Wanda Group has acquired the Hollywood production company Legendary Entertainment for $3.5 billion. Legendary is known for producing high-profile movies like Jurassic World, Godzilla, and the Dark Knight trilogy, while Wanda is, among other things, the world's largest cinema chain operator, including AMC here in the U.S. A representative from Wanda said, quote, "The deal represents China's largest cross-border cultural acquisition to date." In other U.S.-Chinese business news, Lionsgate's long-rumored deal with China's Hunan TV was confirmed this week, giving the studio a solid foothold in the world's second-largest film market. As part of the agreement, Hunan will co-finance a quarter of the cost of Lionsgate's film productions in the next 3 years, an investment of approximately $375 million. Though Lionsgate's major franchises, including The Hunger Games and Divergent, are not part of the deal, the venture will include Now You See Me 2, Age of Adeline with Blake Lively and Harrison Ford, the action-adventure Gods of Egypt, The Last Witch Hunter starring Vin Diesel, and a Power Rangers movie. Coachella East? Golden Voice hopes so. The concert organizers and producers behind the Coachella Music Festival announced Panorama, a music festival to take place July 22nd to 24th in New York City's Randall's Island Park. They hope to bring premier talent to the festival, have art exhibits, and also feature New York's food scene, which is, well, awesome. Coachella, though, is still number one in the USA, 'cause it's best in the West. HBO has ordered a half-hour comedy pilot starring Bill Hader, the Saturday Night Live vet, as a non-elite hitman, the network confirmed this week. The story centers on a lonely, disillusioned ex-Marine played by Hader, who has been toiling in the Midwest doing low-profile dirty work. He heads to California on assignment to kill someone, but ends up finding an accepting community in a group of eager hopefuls within the LA theater scene. Hader starred in the summer hit Trainwreck opposite Amy Schumer. Mick Jagger's ex-girlfriend Jerry Hall, 59, has announced her engagement to 84-year-old Fox chairman Rupert Murdoch. They've been dating since meeting in late summer. Of course, Jerry Hall was famously involved with Mick Jagger from 1977 to 1999 and had four children together. Murdoch divorced his third wife, Wendy Deng, 46, in 2013. Good luck, you, lovebirds? The Fast and Furious franchise is known for globetrotting to some of the world's most exotic and exciting locations, taking stars Vin Diesel, Tyrese Gibson, Michelle Rodriguez, Ludacris, and the late Paul Walker from the streets of Los Angeles to places like Japan, London, and Abu Dhabi. But the eighth installment could potentially send the racing action series to Cuba. If director F. Gary Gray gets the approval, Universal will be the first U.S. studio to shoot in Cuba since the embargo began in the 1960s. Singer Natalie Cole was laid to rest in Los Angeles, and it was a who's who of the R&B world who attended. Among her friends who attended were singers Johnny Mathis, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, Lionel Richie, the OJ's Eddie Levert, Mary Wilson, Gladys Knight, Frida Payne, and producer David Foster. Also on hand was longtime friend Chaka Khan, who was expected to perform but was under the weather. Grammy Award winner Natalie Cole was the daughter of the great Nat King Cole. Quantico star Priyanka Chopra is in talks to join Dwayne Johnson and Zac Efron in Paramount's Baywatch, sources tell LA Spins. Production is expected to commence in the next few months. Best known for her Bollywood credits, Chopra broke out onto the domestic scene following her star-making performance in ABC's drama Quantico, which the network picked up for a full 22 episodes. Netflix has nabbed the One Day at a Time reboot from executive producer Norman Lear. Rita Moreno is the first star to be cast. Before landing at the streaming giant, the revival of the 1970s-80s family sitcom had been in the works for quite some time. Described as a reimagining of the classic, the modernized multi-camera comedy will center around a Cuban-American family. Norman Lear is best known for producing 1970s television classics All in the Family, Maude, Sanford and Son, The Jeffersons, and Good Times. Nicolas Cage has agreed to hand over a dinosaur skull from his personal collection to U.S. authorities so it can be taken back to Mongolia, where it was originally discovered. Yep, the Oscar-winning actor had bought this stolen Tyrannosaurus skull for $276,000 back in 2007 and now has to return it to the Mongolian government. Cage bought the skull from a Beverly Hills gallery, I Am Chait, in March 2007, outbidding fellow actor Leonardo DiCaprio for the skull, according to news reports at the time. Cage even received a certificate of authentication from the gallery. The Tyrannosaurus bittar was a carnivore that lived nearly 70 million years ago. Its remains have been discovered only in Mongolia, which criminalized the export of dinosaur fossils in 1924. There's no word if any of Nicolas Cage's films were also discovered among the ancient fossils. Julianne Moore will reunite with her Far From Heaven director Todd Haynes for Wonderstruck, the upcoming adaptation of the children's book. The book tells a story of two kids, both deaf, from different time periods, one from 1927 and one from 1977, who run away to New York. Despite the chasm of decades, they're connected by a mystery waiting to be solved. Killer Films, which produced Haynes' most recent picture, the lesbian drama Carol, that starred Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara, is also producing Wonderstruck. Julianne Moore received one of her four Oscar nominations for her performance in Far From Heaven, which was also directed by Todd Haynes. The actress's latest film is The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2.
The Trash Bin.
One thing Hollywood has, and that's a really good memory. After Mel Gibson made his appearance at the Golden Globe Awards, Mel was treated by studio execs backstage and at the after party like he had Ebola. If it wasn't for his 24-year-old girlfriend Rosalind Ross next to him, Mel would have been all alone. And we mean all alone. Mel, you can't insult Jews in Hollywood and expect things to go back to normal, even if your drunken tirade caught on tape was 10 years ago.
The news wrap-up.
Uber announced price cuts at over 100 U.S. and Canadian cities due to a winter slump. Apple Music subscribers have topped 10 million users. By the end of 2015, more than 800 million people were using Facebook Messenger. Starbucks plans to open 500 locations over the next 5 years in China.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Oscar-nominated The Revenant, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, is number one at the box office.
The number one album.
Death of a Bachelor from Panic at the Disco enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Exploding Kittens unseats Minecraft Pocket Edition to become the best-selling app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
Scandalous Behavior by Stuart Woods is the most popular book this week.
Compton's own Kendrick Lamar had a great 2015, receiving an amazing 11 Grammy nominations for his sophomore release, To Pimp a Butterfly. President Obama is even a fan, inviting Kendrick to the White House for a private meeting. Obama has since stated that his favorite song was How Much a Dollar Cost from that album. Let's see how Kendrick fares when the Grammys are handed out here in LA on February 15th. Here's Kendrick Lamar with the Song of the Week. These walls.
These walls wanna cry tears. These walls happier when I'm here. These walls never could hold up. Every time I come around, demolition might.
If these walls could talk, I can feel your rain when it cries. Gold lives inside of you.
If these walls could talk,
I love it when I'm in.
These walls could talk, they tell me to go deep. Yelling at me continuously,
I can see your defense mechanism is my decision. Knock these walls down, that's my religion.
From the 11-time Grammy nominated to Pimp a Butterfly, that was Kendrick Lamar with the song of the week, These Walls. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.